From WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR, this is Capitol Notes, a podcast about Wisconsin politics and politicians. I'm Marty Michelson. Each week, I discuss noteworthy developments with J.R. Ross, editor of WisPolitics.com. Here's our latest conversation. So, J.R., House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll introduce articles of impeachment this week against Republican President Donald Trump for encouraging his supporters to conduct a, quote, big and wild protest at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday. It grew into a riot, which ultimately resulted in 5 deaths. The insurrection happened after Trump led thousands of supporters who had gathered at a rally he held in Washington to try to get Congress to overturn certified presidential election results from states. Congress went on to uphold the victory of Democratic President-elect Joe Biden in its joint session. What are you hearing from Wisconsin's congressional delegation? Are some lawmakers on board with impeachment?
Some Democrats are in favor of the president being removed, whether by impeachment or by the 25th Amendment. Ron Kind, for example, a Cross Democrat, he said he favors having Vice President Mike Pence explore using the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Same time, he said that he was skeptical of the impeachment due to the time frame remaining in Trump's term, and also the precedent that, you know, quote unquote, rushing it would set compared to normal impeachment process. On the Republican side, you know, Mike Gallagher, a Republican from Green Bay, he signed onto a letter over the weekend urging President-elect Joe Biden to persuade Nancy Pelosi to drop the impeachment push. You're starting to hear from some Republicans that going through with the impeachment would be divisive for the country. You're getting Democrats pushing back on that, saying, no, it's a needed step because we already had a divisive president and this is needed to make sure that he is gone permanently. I don't know that you're going to get a lot of Republicans in Wisconsin elected offices sign on to that. Remember, with the objections to the electoral votes last week, Tom Tiffany from Inaqua and Scott Fitzgerald of Juneau, they both objected, sustained the objections to Arizona and Pennsylvania. And in talking to people, they pointed out that, you know, a lot of these members of Congress, it's really all about the primary because they're in such safe seats. It's about making sure you keep the base happy. And the base is really pretty pro-Trump right now.
You were mentioning new Wisconsin Republican House members Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald. There are calls for them and Republican Senator Ron Johnson to resign or be expelled from Congress because of the role they played in trying to overturn the results of the presidential election when Congress met last week. Johnson initially voted to reject Arizona's results, but changed his mind once Congress reconvened after the insurrection. But Tiffany and Fitzgerald voted to throw out the election results in those two states after Congress resumed. Do you think Johnson, Fitzgerald, and Tiffany will resign? And if not, what would expulsion from Congress look like?
No, they're not going to resign. I don't think they're fazed by those calls at all. And I wouldn't expect any expulsion proceedings to begin. I mean, you know, I know that there are some people very unhappy about the position those guys took and how things have played out in Washington, D.C. But I, at this point, from talking to people, nobody's expecting there to be actual resignations from members of Congress or expulsion efforts against those guys. That's just probably not going to happen.
Are there other potential ramifications for those lawmakers?
Well, you know, Ron Johnson, if he decides to run again in 2022, it's definitely something that would come up, you know, the position that he took. And again, there's a different dynamic between the primary you have to worry about if you're Republican versus what the general election might look like. And all these members of Congress, remember too, their districts are going to change after the next round of redistricting. So Tiffany's district in northern Wisconsin is probably going to get bigger. It's probably not going to get less Republican. It's going to be a lot of rural territory in that district. So I don't think there's any real fear for him that if these positions he took are going to bite him politically in terms of a primary. I don't know how Fitzgerald's seat's going to look like after it's going to be done. But again, they're pretty Republican seats, and the base has really become a Trump base.
And finally, the Republican-controlled state assembly passed a COVID-19 relief bill last week. It would protect businesses from liability lawsuits related to COVID-19, but its future looks uncertain with the Republican majority in the state Senate. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says he doesn't support the bill in its current form. So what happens next? Do you think the assembly and Senate can come to an agreement?
A Senate committee is going to meet today to amend the bill to the way the Senate Republicans like it. They'll then be in the floor Tuesday to pass that bill, and then we kind of go from there. You know, do they work out some kind of agreement between the two versions? I have not seen the amendment that's going to change the bill yet to know what the precise issues are. I don't know if they're major or minor, but it looks like they're trying to figure out a place to get to a deal. I'm just not sure how things played out last week, if they'll get to one, because there's some raw feelings between the two Republican caucuses. Because remember, Robin Voss on Inauguration Day last Monday got up and told everybody that he'd talked with Devin LeMahieu, the new majority leader, that he was fairly confident the Senate could pass the bill that they were doing in the assembly. From what I've talked to people, there was some differences of opinion about how strong that deal was at the time and if there was really an agreement in place. And now you've got this little bit of a standoff between the two. It's noteworthy that this is the first significant bill that we're seeing be negotiated by Voss with LeMahieu since LeMahieu replaced Scott Fitzgerald as majority leader in the Senate. A couple things to keep in mind is, one, that Devin's new to the job, and two, there's a segment of the Senate Republican caucus that wanted a leader who in their minds is going to stand up more often to Robin Voss. Not that Scott Fitzgerald didn't, but they wanted to make sure they had somebody who we're not going to let Robin Voss kind of drive the train in terms of legislation this session. So there's kind of an intra-party squabble going on. And talking to people, they point out to me that that's not great for Republicans. It's good for Governor Evers, because the more Republicans fight with each other, the less they're fighting with the governor. So it's something to watch this session plays out. Is this just some growing pains in the relationship between Robin Voss or Devin LeMahieu, or is this a sign of something major to come that they're not going to be able to get agreement on major bills?
Even if they do come to a resolution, what are the chances of Democratic Governor Tony Evers vetoing the bill?
It just depends on what's in the final version. I mean, there are some things in the assembly bill that I'm fairly confident the governor's not going to like. And, so if he can't get what, if they're going to put a bill on his desk that he doesn't like, I don't think he's going to sign it. And remember, governors have a partial veto authority, but only if the bill has a spending piece to it. This bill, the way it's crafted, does not have the spending piece needed to allow Evers to line item veto the things he doesn't like. So it's either up or down for him. And there are things like it would strip powers from his administration and from local officials to deal with the pandemic that comes, for example, houses of worship. And I don't know, governors typically like to give up powers, so that might be an issue. There's various things in there. We've got to wait and see how the governor feels about them to know where he's at. But I don't know that he's really happy with this. And if he vetoes it, maybe his thinking is that he can try and work out a different deal with those guys. It's more palatable to him.
That's WisPolitics.com editor J.R. Ross. You can join us each week for our conversations. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to Capital Notes on iTunes, NPR One, or wherever you get your podcasts.